This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
American retail giant Walmart has announced a plans to open its branded stores in South Africa later this year. Walmart is the world's biggest retailer with nearly 11,000 stores in 19 countries. All right, to get a lowdown on this story, we're joined by Bongani Mahlangu, political economist. Good morning. Welcome to Capricorn FM.
Good morning to you and the listeners of Capricorn.
I remember there were, mixed feelings years ago when, Massmart took over Game and Macro along with other brands. Tell us, is this good news for the South African space?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. It's another player coming into a highly concentrated sector of the economy or market of the economy. They commit to source some of their things from the local market that is enabling SMMEs, mostly from your disadvantaged backgrounds. So that is good. So there'll be a competition for prices, which is good for consumers. But then also, as I've said, this market has been highly concentrated. Our government has failed to introduce your formerly disadvantaged individuals to play in this market, even when they established that quasi tuck shop thing, where it was funded partially by the state, where you had Pick n Pays in townships, ShopRite in townships, that still enabled the individuals or individual companies that have concentrated the market for a very long time, such as Pickwick, such as ShopRite. So subject of how you look at it, it is good, but it can also be a bit problematic because it's a continuation of exclusion.
And will this make it harder for locals to compete? I mean, the way that you've said the efforts that were made in the past, but now if this goes ahead, or when it goes ahead, will the locals be able to compete?
I think locals, we are referring to the local grocery chains.
Yes.
Yes, it will be because Massmart is known for aggressively low prices. Generally, they also source from very cheap geographies around the world and so forth, even though they have committed to source locally as well. So it will bring that level of competition. You would also know that Pick n Pay has been restructuring because it has not been doing relatively well, and there was no Walmart then. So now with the introduction of Walmart, the competition will become tighter. So if companies such as Pick n Pay will find it even more difficult to exist in that market, so they will have to restructure. Even the big ones such as your ShopRite, they will have to pay attention, especially when it comes to their lower earning income brackets, like such as ShopRite, because ShopRite has Checkers and it has other entities as well. So that means the ShopRite will have to compete aggressively. We'll have to have Boxer competing aggressively as well. We have to have Cambridge competing aggressively, even though it's part of, I think, Massmart. So that lower end of the market will have to be restructured, but also the middle and higher end. So meaning your Woolworths, your Spar, even your Checkers, they can't relax with an introduction of this new competitor in the market.
Now, what does this then mean, as far as you understand, when it comes to the politics of South Africa, considering everything that has been happening with tariffs and, the announcement made by the US and the likes? What does it mean now, like with Walmart coming into our market?
Walmart is one of the biggest American companies, not just in America, I think in the world as well. It's probably the biggest retail chain globally. But what does it mean for us? I don't think it will be impacted much by the tariffs, on the basis that Walmart is a grocery retail chain, so they do not export. So what they are coming here to establish here and to supply the consumer base here, America has taken a stance that no aid but trade. So American companies, even the government, is trying to invest in Africa. There is a new scramble for Africa from the west, from the east. So Walmart is coming into Africa through the South African channel, and that's a good thing. That means they still have confidence in the South African market, they still have confidence in South Africa as influential on the continent, because probably from South Africa they will want to branch into SADC and then branch into the interior of Africa. So it's a good thing, but I don't think it's affected much by the politics, on the especially when it comes to the issues of tariffs and the issues that exist with the relations between Pretoria and Washington, D.C. So I don't think they will be impacted directly or significantly by that. So they can continue with their business. And also remember, Walmart has been operating in South Africa with their 51 or 50 lion's share of Massmart, and they've been supplying Massmart with products, and some of the products are actually branded products. So they've had a foothold here. It's just them expanding and operating under the Walmart name instead of the Massmart name.
Well, I think maybe if we look on the bright side, this could mean something positive for job creation. What are your thoughts on that?
Definitely, it will mean something for job creation, even though we know that Walmart tends to rely a lot on technology such as your self-service tills, where you pay for yourself. I know Pick n Pay tried introducing that some years ago. It wasn't really successful in this country because we tend to invest more in labor-intensive production methods. But that is good. Someone will definitely get employed, and depending how they want to position themselves in the market, meaning how big they want to go, but from what they have been reading, they want to aggressively enter the market. So obviously people will be employed, but they have not also quite given detail as to are they converting existing infrastructure, just rebranding it. I mean, we know their own game, and they've been trying to model game around the common Walmart model, business model. So is it a conversion? Are they going to look at maybe their Cambridge and Walmart it and so forth and so on? Why I'm saying that, because you can find that if they rebrand, it's the same jobs. But if then they come with a Walmart brand now and start from a greenfield project, then there will be more people being employed. But definitely some people will be employed, and any employment in this country is appreciated with our high unemployment numbers.
Of course. And I think it'll be quite interesting then to look if they do that, a whole aggressive technological, you know, entry into the market, because then, you know, especially if we adopt it as the customers, then it's a red flag for the other retailers to see that, all right, it looks like the market is more open to this. But anyway, we'll keep an eye on that and just see how that plays out. Thank you so much for your time. That's political economist and governance Bongani Mahlangu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.